Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to all of our listening audience. We greet you in the master's name of Jesus, and we welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. We thank you for coming to have breakfast with us this morning. There is room at the table for you and for all that you bring with you. Amen. Glory be to God, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word out of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So we want to thank God that on this platform, amen, we serve, amen, a breakfast for champions. Amen. And we have been serving for the last 10 years and 9 months. Amen. And moving forward, amen, in the kingdom of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. And we just are rejoicing in the God of our salvation. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. If this happens to be the very first time that you are with us, may it please not be the last time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we pray that you have your Bibles, amen, your notebooks, your pads, amen, as we explore what thus saith the Lord to us in this hour. Why? Because God is always speaking. The question is, are we listening? Amen. We bless the Lord. We ask that you would please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Learn more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And some of the other auxiliaries, amen, and activities, amen, that we have. Amen. And join us. Please feel free to join us. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's call. Amen. We are the Lord's servants. Amen. Doing the Lord's work. Amen and amen. All right. This morning, amen, I want you to turn with me, please, in your Bibles to the book of Matthews. Amen. We bless the Lord, Father God. We say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to begin this morning by reading in your hearing in the book of Matthews, Matthew chapter number 25. Matthews chapter number 25. Actually, we're going to go to 25. We'll be picking up on 25. For today, let's go with Matthew's 24. Matthew chapter number 24. Mm-hmm. And let us begin reading in verse number 37. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. And it reads as such, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And then, who then is a faithful and a wise servant, whom his Lord have made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he come, shall find doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunkard, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. I wanted to share that scripture with you, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Because where we are going, amen, from here, not today, amen, but maybe tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, we have been teaching on the signs of the coming of Christ. Glory be to God. But now, beloved, amen, we want to take it a little bit deeper. We want to take it a little bit deeper now to see if you will be ready for the return of Christ. And that's why we shared that scripture with you this morning. It's one thing to know the signs and confirm that the signs say Jesus is near, Jesus is near. But it's another question to say, are you ready? Are you ready for the return of Christ? Scripture here, glory be to God, beloved, leads us, it's the led way, leading us right into the preparation. And what we are going to be exploring over the next few days by the grace and the mercies of God, see, is how to prepare for Jesus' return. I have maybe about 10 signs, beloved, of a true believer. If you are a true believer, we have there's signs. Since we're talking about signs and the signs of Jesus coming, there's also signs that you are a true believer. Because, beloved, if you're missing any of these, then you will not be prepared for Jesus coming. And the Lord tells us that there's going to be a great reward for those who are ready. As we, next week, Lord's willing, when we go into the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins, amen, half the church will be ready, half the church won't be ready. Split on right down the middle. See? But for those who are ready, beloved, the Lord is telling us that there's going to be a great reward for his people. So we're going to back into that teaching. We're going to back up into it, that series. Amen. As today, I want you, amen, to just go down a little bit further into the 25th verse. And I want us to look at verse 19. And it reads like this.
After a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckon with them. I'll read that again. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. And to God be praise and glory. Amen. In your devotional time today, I encourage you to read the 24th and the 25th chapter of Matthew, which is all really, amen, one chapter split up, amen, for our reading and for our understanding. And so the reason that we want to teach on you being ready, beloved, because there's a day of reckoning. There's a day of accounting. See, and that's what we're talking about today. No one likes to think about judgment. But there is a day in all of our lives when we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for our lives. Paul makes this very clear, beloved, in Corinthians chapter number 5. And I'll read it in your hearing. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 9 says this. It says, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Let me read that again for some of you just waking up, because this is going to wake you up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive of things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Beloved, the judgment seat of Christ is a subject rarely taught today. You don't hear too much teaching on the judgment seat of Christ. You don't hear too much teaching on hell. You know, you only hear people, you know, you just don't hear too much teaching on certain subjects. Now, everybody want to talk about prosperity, and that's good, but the Bible is a full gospel message. It's a full gospel message. But simply because it is ignored doesn't mean it has ceased to exist. Some assert there will be no judgment for believers. However, these people are misinformed. For Paul makes it unmistakably clear that every person will stand before Jesus on that day and give an account for his or her life. Every person is going to stand. Our attitude changes dramatically when we live with the awareness that one day we will stand before the Lord eyeball to eyeball. And not only will we stand before the Lord eyeball to eyeball, but we will answer for how responsible or irresponsible we lived our lives. There's not going to be no fast talking in that day. Oh, no, 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 baby. No, 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 no. I was with, amen, glory be to God. Amen. Some businessmen a couple years ago, they sat me down and said, Alfreda, they said, you're a nice person. He said, well, this is what you got to do. Stay away from them fast-talking people. because I was associating with some fast-talking people at that time, trying to work some things out in business. They said, Alfreda, stay away from the fast-talking people. They was trying to impart some wisdom in me. It ain't going to be no fast-talking the Lord on that day, baby. Because every lie and every excuse will evaporate in his glorious light. No lie can stand before the Lord. No excuse will be able to stand before him either. Excuses be gone. And beloved, it is for this reason that I do my best to live every day of my life with that thought that one day I will answer for what I do. That's what keeps me in check. One day, I will stand before the king eyeball to eyeball and have to give an answer for what I do. And so this is the reason in my own personal life that I try to make the most of every minute. I try to walk in love to the best of my ability. And I use the gifts and the talents that God has given me. And strive to obediently and successfully fulfill every task that the Lord has given to me. This is why I do it, beloved. Glory be to God. Even now, I know what's going on right now because it's satanic and interference is trying to interfere, but it will not prosper, so I'm not concerned about that. But it's trying to get my flesh to get weary. Like, aren't you tired of getting up every morning doing the same old thing? 10 and a half years? Ain't you tired by now? Come on. That's what the flesh wants to tell me. Aren't you tired of this? You got to set up the program every day. Then you got to get your teachings every day. Then you got to come, and you come in 7 days a week. Ain't you tired? Huh? That's what the flesh wants. That's the direction the flesh want to take me. If I would succumb to it, but what am I doing? I'm doing what God called me to do. Because I got to stand before him. In our scripture this morning, beloved, Matthew chapter number 25, and we're going to be spending some time in Matthew 24 and 25 over the next few days, Lord's willing. Jesus taught a parable to let us know that a day of reckoning is coming for all of us. After distributing measurements of money to 3 different servants, and we talked about that money last night in our Bible study. Oh my God, Jesus. The Holy Spirit taught about that. How we manage money determines our next spiritual promotion. And so Jesus, amen, distributed the measurements of money, 3 different types of servants, a certain Lord, okay, or a certain employer left for a long journey. You'll read about it when you read 24 and 25. When he came back, he wanted to see what his 3 servants had done with the money he had given them. So he called them in for a review. Verse number 19 says, beloved, in the King James Version, it says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. He reckoned with them. Just as this Lord returned in the parable, beloved, Jesus is coming back again. One day, not so far away. That's already been established. We see the signs of the times. Just as this Lord reckoned with his servants, Jesus will reckon with us when he returns. Therefore, beloved, we need to know what the Bible means when it says the Lord will reckon with us. Let us look at it again, verse 19. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them. So what does the word reckon mean? Okay, thank you. I'm glad you asked. The word reckon in the Greek, beloved, it is a commercial term that means to compare accounts. It is also a bookkeeping phrase that means to look at the record, to study the facts, to compare accounts, or to settle an account. This phrase would normally be used to portray an accountant who is putting together a profit and loss statement for his boss. I'm reckoning the books. I'm reckoning the books. He isn't just skimming the surface, but he is digging deep to analyze the real financial status of that corporation. Reckoning. Reckoning. It's very significant, beloved, that Jesus used this word because it tells us the Lord is never satisfied with taking a shallow look at what we have done for him. Neither will he just accept our word for it. But Lord, you know I did this, and Lord, you know I did that, and Lord, you know I fed the poor, and Lord, you know I did that. Rather, what the word is telling us, beloved, he will search and dig until he obtains a real picture of what we did and what we did not do for him. In the end, Jesus' examination of the facts will result in a very thorough investigation as he looks at what we have done, and then he compares it to what he asks us to do. Now, I see what you did, but this is what I asked you to do. You've been in South Philly all your life, but I asked you to go up here to North Philly. You've been in this part of the neighborhood, go be back, doing this all of your life. Huh? But that ain't what I asked you to do. You've been a good usher. You've been a good usher, okay, for the last 20, 30 years, okay? But that ain't what I asked you to do. But that ain't what I asked you to do. The only other place in this Greek phrase is used in the New Testament, beloved, we can find in Matthew's chapter 18, verse 23, and verse number 24. And it's used two times in one parable. And I'll read it in your hearing this morning, Matthew chapter 18, 23, 24. It says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, here go that word reckon, when he had begun to reckon, compare accounts, remember the definition for the word reckon is comparing accounts. One was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. Beloved, as in this Matthew's number 25, this parable pictures a king. It pictures a superior power who calls his servants in for a review. Let's review the books. Let's review the books of what they have done. And what they haven't done. Reckoning. Okay, let's look at what you have done, what you got going for you. Let's see what you haven't done. And what I told you to do. Beloved, you don't want to spend your whole lifetime, amen, doing something God didn't call you to do. A good idea is not a, it's not necessarily a God idea. By thoroughly studying and examining the facts, he obtains a real picture of their situation. And armed with this knowledge, the king calls his servants to stand before him to give account for what they have done. Reckoning, a day of reckoning. Let's give an account. This is when the audit takes place. This is when the spiritual audit takes place. And using these Greek words, beloved, the Holy Spirit makes it hard for us to miss the point that a day is coming in the future when we are going to stand before Jesus for our lives. And on that day, we will look into his eyes, eyeball to eyeball, and hear him say, this is what we're going to hear Jesus say. Y'all ready for this? Write it down. Write it down. Come on, wake up. Wake up, come on. Since you're here, participate. Because I'm about to tell you what we all going to hear Jesus say one day. You ready for it? Here it is. Did you do what I asked you to do? Beloved, I said that we are all, each one of us, are going to hear him say, did you do what I asked you to do? Same way you teach your children, only thing here is our eternal destination is here, beloved. Revelation, when we read the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12, write that scripture down, Revelation 20 and 12. It tells us that there are all kinds of record books in heaven. All kinds of record books. Glory be to God. What time is it? I got a couple minutes. All right, this is just spirit. Come, let's go there for 1 second. All right, that's why I just can't leave y'all hanging. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I just got to give you all the Lord give me. Amen. Revelation chapter 20. Okay. All right. Revelation chapter 20. And then look at verse number 12. I'm going to read it in your hearing. It says this. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Yeah, that's what it says. So write it down and read it a couple times a day. There are all kinds of record books in heaven, beloved, and one of them is called the Book of Life. But this scripture also says that there are books that will be opened containing records of what we did, and there's going to be books opened in heaven containing records of what we did not do on the earth. There's books in heaven. Read the scripture, saints, 20 and 12. There's books in heaven when we get there. Because if you're born again, you're going. And then books are going to be opened up. And then this book is going to say, okay, Alfreda Bradford, this is what you did. Okay, this Freda Bradford, this is what you didn't do. That's what God said. It's a day of reckoning, spiritual bookkeeping. These records must be very important, beloved, Because you want to know why these books are important? Because they are saved in the archives of heaven itself. Anytime God got some books in heaven, you know they some important books. And in each of our futures, there will come a day of reckoning when those books are open. You can't get around it. You ain't going to be able to wiggle your way out of this one. On that day, the Lord Jesus will look over the profit and loss statement of our lives, comparing what we did to what we were actually supposed to do. This judgment will not be in regard to our salvation. I don't want to confuse you. It's not in regard to our salvation. For if we are, if you show up at the judgment seat of Christ, that means you're already eternally saved. So this is not in reference to our salvation. The fact that you are saved, that's what got you there. However, as we're going to be going into depth over the next few days, that day is going to determine your reward. It's not going to determine your salvation. It's going to determine your reward. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those who fulfill the assignment that Jesus gave them will receive a reward. I want to show you one more scripture here. Glory be to God, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians, let me go there myself. Amen. Write it down. Amen. I'll read it for you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3. All right. I want you to look at verse 14. Verse 14 reads like this, and 15. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. If you did what the Lord called you to do, if you are fulfilling the assignment that God has put on your life, you're going to receive a reward. If you haven't, playing around, five wise, five foolish virgins, huh? Doing what you want to do and thinking God's going to bless it. See? You will see no reward. You'll be saved if you accepted Christ in your life. And we're going to make sure that you are saved over the next few days, because we're going to go over that to make sure you ain't missing it. See, but if you are saved, see, you, it says here in verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, your work is going to be burned, because the work that you did was not what God called you to do. You did what the flesh told you to do. You did what the crowd told you to do. You did what you felt like doing. You did something else, but you didn't do, you did everything but what God called you to do. That's the person's work that's going to be burned. If any man's work shall be burned. Why is you burning up the work? Because only what we do for Christ is just going to last, beloved. That was not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of the Father. This is why it is so important for us to seek God and find the will of God, amen, for our lives. Just can't do anything because you're a Christian. You need to be seeking the Lord. God, what is it you would have me to do? What is your will for my life? What is your purpose for my life? You need to be seeking God and finding that out, because it says here, because if your work shall be burned, you shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire. What that mean? That mean you just barely got in by the skin of your teeth, number one. But your works is all burned up. Well, okay, I'm closing right now. Okay, so how do we find the will of God for our lives? Y'all hear me say it every time I pull up a scripture. I'm pulling up Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. There it is. Bam, books, there it is. Romans 12, 1 and 2. That's how you will determine, God, why did I burst through Earth's atmosphere in the first place? Why was I conceived in my mother's womb in the first place? Why? What was your purpose for bringing me to planet Earth? You'll find it in Romans 12, 1 and 2. So, beloved, here, amen, so we will all receive a reward. Well, not we all will know. Everybody's not going to receive a reward. Let me back up. Glory be to God. Some will, but remember, the books got to be open. And the books don't lie. Now, some of these books down here on earth is a bunch of deceit and fraud. But the books in heaven don't lie. You won't be able to say, oh, no, Lord, that ain't me. That is, so you ain't going to be able to call God a liar. Oh, no, baby. Mm-mm. So we see in the scriptures, beloved, that those who fulfill the assignment that Jesus gave them will receive a reward, and those who were not obedient will still be saved, but they will have no reward to show for their lives. He said, by fire. like you're like, whew, like, whew, I just made it up. I just made it in here. Yep, you just made it in, and you ain't got no reward either. So let us look at this scripture in the Greek. And when the Lord of those servants returned, he called them up for a review, reckoning, intending to thoroughly look at all the facts, to examine all the accounts, to determine the real status of what they had and had not done, and to make them accountable to him for what he discovered. Beloved, there's a saying, and we say it all the time. You know, we say it because we hear, but we haven't really, amen. You know, sometimes we just repeat stuff we hear. And then we say, when we talk about the gifts and talents that the Lord has given us, and we say, baby, use it or lose it. You better use that gift or you're going to lose it. But guess what? That's not biblical. If you don't use it, you might not lose it, but you sure enough going to be held accountable for it. And that's the scripture. You might not lose the gift, but you're going to be held accountable for that gift. Why? Because God gave you that gift to do something with it. Put you down here on earth to do something with it. And we're going to stand before him with everything but what he gave us. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, let me say this as I close on this morning. Life is very serious. And Jesus expects us to do something with the gifts. Jesus expects us to do something with our talents. Jesus expects us to do something with our abilities and the assignments that he has entrusted to us. Therefore, beloved, since we know that a day of reckoning awaits us, let us do everything we can to please Jesus. Let's live in the constant awareness that one day we will stand before him, answer for what we did in this life. Consider this question as I close. And if you want to write it down, please feel free to write it down. If you were required to stand before Jesus today and answer for your personal record, what would the records reflect about you? Oh, that's a good one there, baby. If you had to stand before Jesus today and give an account, what would the records reflect about you? Starting today, beloved, why not put your whole heart into doing what he asked you to do? Decide to step out in faith and begin to use your gifts and use your talents and use your abilities. Choose to put aside those fears that have kept you from a life of disobedience. Then move forward by faith to do what God has asked you to do. And as long as you're doing everything you can to please Jesus, and as long as you're doing everything you can to walk in obedience, you have no reason to fear that day when you stand before him and give an account for what you have done. Amen, amen, and amen. A day of reckoning. A day of reckoning. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would help us live with the awareness that a day of reckoning is in our future. Your word makes it clear that on the day we stand before you, we will answer for what we did in this life. We will give an account for the gifts, give an account for the talents, abilities, ideas, and assignments that you entrusted to us. On that day, we want to look into your face with confidence. So help us now to faithfully use the abilities you've given us to execute every task you have asked us to do. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is the word of God, amen. And God's word will not return into a void. So now that we know the signs of God's coming, now that we know that there's a day of reckoning, okay, so starting tomorrow or the beginning of next week, we want to now go into our series entitled, Are You Ready for the Return of Christ? Are you ready? What are the signs that you are ready? We see the signs that he's coming, but what's the signs that you are ready? All right? So Lord's willing, that's where we're going with it. And we just want to thank God for the Holy Spirit, because believe it or not, we're still teaching on the Holy Spirit, because he's involved in everything. I was standing in the kitchen last night, and it dropped to me, said, the Holy Spirit's the boss. The Holy Spirit's the boss. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that invites people into the churches. He's the one that introduces Jesus to you. The Holy Spirit is the boss. So we're still teaching on the Holy Spirit. We're still teaching on, amen, training for reigning. All of our themes here, all of our subjects, beloved, amen, they all fall into one layer, just one layer. Glory be, it's just one big book and a lot of subtopics, one big book, amen. And we're still talking about expanding our capacity to lead. Everything's incorporated. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We pray that you have enjoyed the teaching on today. All right. Bah, 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 bah. In form of announcements. Okay, we'll be at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock, and then back at 9 o'clock. No Friday night prayer this week. Also on Monday, there will be no altar of prayer on Monday. Amen. Because of the holiday. You know how we do on holidays, amen, family times. Now, we are here 6 o'clock every morning regardless for right now. Amen. So just want to put those announcements out. Now, among the, those of you in the ministry, if anybody is good on the computer, if anybody is good with Word, anybody is good, like, if anybody is good and anybody want to volunteer a little bit of time, and if you own a computer, you know how to draft up letters, or maybe I can draft a letter up myself, and you know how to send emails, you know how to respond, amen, glory be to God. And if you like to volunteer, amen, or if you're halfway good and you want to just get started, please let me know. Please let me know. The Holy Spirit told me to put that announcement out there. Amen. Why? Because it's just so, I have to be contacted. I'm going to be contacting a whole bunch of people, and I need some help with somebody that can do the background work, somebody that I can trust with the names of these people, the pastors and the other people that I can trust with their names and email addresses. But if you know anyone or anyone in the family, I think Sister Lauren had given me her grandmother, her granddaughter. I might be reaching out to her granddaughter today because she did call me. Amen. But if any of you have a couple hours a week, about two, three hours a week to volunteer, and you have some form of proficiency, professional proficiency with the computers, internet, that type of thing, let me know. Please. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. That's it. Thanks. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praise. God be glory. God be honor. Meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. Amen. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station. Amen. Wanting to make sure that you are ready for the return of Christ. You do not want to be like the five foolish virgins. You don't want to be there. You want to be like the five wise virgins. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word today. Thank you for your people. And your word will not return into your void, but it will accomplish everything you have sent it forth to do. God, as we go out today, Father God, show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, and premature death, every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. We decree and we declare that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, and no weapon formed against us will. And we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, keep them from evil. Father God, insulate them, Father God, with your glory and with your protection. In the name of Jesus, not just those on the forefront, even those who come to touch and agree, because they are part of the army too, Father. Father God, you just don't consider those on the forefront. You consider the whole army. And so, Father God, we pray your blessings upon your people, even right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we Father God, we thank you for insulating us from COVID-19 and every other pestilence, and it will not come nigh our dwelling. Father God, if we are doing anything that is not in your will, if we are not exercising our gifts, if we are not doing what you've called us to do, what we have been born again to do, Father God, please help us. Help us, Father God, to get a desire for the line up with purpose and to line up with destiny, because that's the only place we're going to be happy, and it's really the only place we're going to prosper. So, Father God, anything that you have not planted in our lives, we don't want it. We don't want it, Father God, because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. And when the books are open, when the books are open, and they will be open, God, we want to hear you say, well done, well done. Well done, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter thy in into the joy of the Lord. There's going to be joy because there's going to be rewards. And the devil wants us to think that the rewards are not important. Just try to make it into heaven. Don't worry about no rewards. But no, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. And so we thank you for the insight and the revelation and the eyes of our understanding being open. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Every spirit of retaliation is bound in Jesus' name. And we seal it, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet, and it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. A day of reckoning. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings, Saints. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. There's a day of reckoning, saints. Amen. When the books are open, make sure that you live, that there will be a smile on your face, amen, and a smile on the Lord's face when the books are open pertaining to what you did and what you did not do in your lifetime on earth. I love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out.